Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story? Hi, and welcome to the sixth episode of the What's Your Weird Story podcast. With me, as always, is engineer extraordinaire and my oldest friend in the world, Barry Johnston.
What's up?
And I am his co-host, Adam Beebe.
Looking forward to the story today, man. The stories today.
Yes. This is the one, Barry, this is the stories.
Yeah.
That
it's like it's like a part one and then like a part two.
Yeah.
That is really, really interesting, man.
It's an epic, I think.
It is.
So these are the stories that were the origin of the podcast, I think. Definitely been there since the beginning, the planning and getting this done. So with our guest, I wanted him on to tell his story because it's a great story. And it's one that I had heard a long time ago. Well, he actually has two stories, but the first one I haven't heard. But the bigger one, the longer one, is one I heard a long time ago and it affected me. And you'll hear how that goes as well. But I've wanted to have Mark on since the beginning. When we started putting this together, I know you remember me saying I want this to be a whole episode. I want it to be on.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to overhype anything.
No. But it is, what's fascinating about it is how many years was it?
Yeah.
Like between his portion and your portion, how many years
were there? Well, I guess between him telling me and my occurrence happening, probably maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
No, probably closer to 6 years now that I think about it.
Okay.
6, 7 years, something like that. But he had never heard my part of it because I had moved from Oklahoma and lost touch with him for so very long until Facebook, of course. He hasn't heard this since, so it's been like, 20 some odd years since he told me his version. So it's all new.
That's cool.
To him.
That's cool.
So. And it's like he has a story that I build upon. It's not that I build upon it. It's just that odd things happen after. And, well, you'll hear. Yeah. It's hard. It's easier if you just listen to me tell the story than me to try explain it without explaining it. So,
of course.
So I guess enough of me babbling, which I have a tendency to do. It's one of the reasons I got into podcasting. Without further ado, Barry, let's get into this. And
awesome.
Joining us today is an old friend of mine, Mark Ray. Welcome, Mark.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Mark's got a couple of stories to tell us, a couple that I haven't heard, and one that I have heard, but it was 20 years ago, but it stuck with me. Because, I'll get into that after Mark tells his story. I've got my own story to tell. So, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's your weird story?
Okay. The first one, the one that I don't believe you've heard, here in Enid, Oklahoma, we have a theater called the Gaslight Theater Stage Plays. They've since moved theaters, but the original place was in a building called that was owned by a man called Alton. In fact, the warehouse that's next to it still has his name painted on it. They've tried sandblasting it off, and his name just won't go away. He had committed suicide in the theater long, long time ago. And supposedly haunted the place. When I was in seventh grade, so we're talking 40 years ago, I'm getting old, but I was in a production of Our Town. I played Wally, the young brother who has one line and then dies. So I'm there. we're doing the rehearsals, and I get sent down into the basement for props. And the trapdoor in the floor, you have to kind of wedge it open with a broom handle. And the only light down there, there may have been an actual light there, but nobody there decided to tell the little kid how to turn the lights on. But I get down there, and I'm across the room up against a cinder block basement wall. And I'm going through a box, and all of a sudden, a pipe, a rather substantial pipe, bounces off the wall about a foot away from my head. Just clang, 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 clang. And the door closes.
Dude.
Man.
I had to make a decision at that moment in my life of, do I just die here in a pool of my own urine? Or do I carefully feel my way back to the stairs and get out of there? And, you know, nothing else happened, but I got over there, opened up the door, and I was like, okay, who messed with me? And there was nobody around. Nobody took blame. Nobody took credit. It was one of those, they were like, oh, you encountered old man Altman.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Dude.
So was that like, when that happened, did you just kind of, was it just kind of white noise and you just like freeze and like, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah, there was the sound, and I saw enough. There was enough light that I saw that it was a pipe. But there, you know, if somebody else threw it, they got up the steps pretty quietly, really quickly, because it was like the pipe hit and the door closed. And even then, if it was just somebody messing with me, they chucked a lead pipe at me. I'm going to say it was Professor Plum in the basement with the pipe. But
man, wow. There's something about theaters in general, you know, and where they're, you know, I mean, there's always, I mean, no pun intended, there's always drama. And, you know, I mean, there's always like, it's like every theater has at least a ghost, you know, at least one ghost, it seems. Some person who was connected to it that died, or, you know, killed themselves, died there, was murdered, something like that. So it's like, it's amazing that all this, you know, these places have all these stories that are tied to them that are just so, I don't know why there's like, just, you know, what's more haunted than a theater, you know, the graveyard or something.
The energy for some reason sort of sticks around, you know.
I guess maybe an old broken down, run down like psych ward or something would probably be worse.
My sister's been to a few of those. She does some ghost hunting.
Does she really, man?
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
We might have to talk to her.
Yeah. Ghosts a go-go is her thing.
My wife would love to do that. And I've wanted to do that for her. You know, have that. I think in Guthrie, Oklahoma, they have that haunted, what is it, the hotel or something there that you can do a thing there. At? It's pretty cool, man. So, yeah. Cool, man.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. All right. So now, now's the one.
The story that I told Adam, and Grant, this is almost a 30-year-old story at this point. You know, it's been a day or two, but back in 1989, I was living in Weatherford, Oklahoma. I was a student at Southwestern, and I spent an awful lot of time hanging out with my sister and some of her friends. And, you know, there's lots of paranormal stories that go around with Weatherford. I never really encountered any of those per se, but one night, you know, we used to just go out and drive around because it was 1989. There wasn't the internet. There wasn't Netflix. The video rental place in Weatherford, you know, we had already checked out all three movies at different times. So one of the things we would do for entertainment is just go and drive around. Just, you know, go drive around town, drive around the countryside. And one night we were out driving around, you know, trying to see if we could see any strange lights in the skies, seeing if we could see any ghost lights in the field. And as we were driving along, we were listening to the radio, and the song suddenly switched from one song to a different song. And I thought to myself, wow, they screwed up. Somebody at the radio station screwed up. That's, you know, that's not something you're supposed to do. And about that time, and I said something to that effect, and my sister and one of my other friends kind of was like, yeah, that's weird. And it was about the time that we were discussing the radio station suddenly abruptly changing songs that we realized that there was a time gap, that the clock on the radio now was like 15, 20 minutes further along, that we hadn't moved, you know, there was nothing visual. The only thing that drew our attention to it was the radio changing. But, and, you know, looking, and we had lost time. And really bizarre. I mean, it's like the only time that I can really recollect that that's ever happened to me. But that's one of those weird occasions.
What did she think when that happened? Did you guys both realize it at the same time, or...
Yeah, we kind of, we sat and we talked about it, and all of a sudden it was this, I don't even remember which one of us was like, oh my God, look at the time, you know, because we had kind of had a plan of, we're going to go out and drive around for X amount of time and then go home. And all of a sudden, you know, we're well past the time that we were planning on going back. And I, as I said, I don't remember which one of us noticed it first. But we had some discussion of what just happened. You know, we were like, okay, we didn't see any lights, but, you know, were we picked up? Did we hit a dead spot in, you know, in the universe? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, and it was one of those things that we talked about it a little bit, but, you know, we never really came down on any one thing.
Sure.
Now, Mark, I'm gonna prompt you here, because that's okay. That's most of the story I remember, but I also remember a little bit more that you told me. I think you told me at another time. I don't think it was the same night. It could have been, but you were doing the same thing, driving around the countryside, and you did see some lights.
Okay. Yeah. The triangle.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Around there, you know, some of the things that we would go out and look for is, you know, lights in the sky and such. On more than once, I saw it at least twice. When we were out, there would be a triangular shaped object that was brilliant white in the center, brilliant red, and brilliant green. And you couldn't see the differentiations of the light. It was just solid green, white, solid red. And it flew with the flat side of the triangle forward. So not aerodynamically. And it flew slow enough and low enough to the ground that you should have been able to hear some kind of noise. And it was just dead silent, and it would fly. You know, exactly what that was, I don't know. I have, in years afterwards, I have mentioned that at one point I mentioned it to the base commander, to Vance Air Force Base here, and he became very interested in when I saw it and where I saw it.
Really? Really?
Yeah. He wasn't like, you shouldn't have seen that, but he was just like, where was this? When was this? And I was like, 1989 Weatherford. Wow. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, dude.
And you know, but, and that's all I ever got out of him.
Now,
but he did seem interested.
Now, you'll remember, Adam, from our conversation that my story is kind of similar to his. So that is fascinating, man. I don't remember the lights being quite like what you're talking about, but but it was a low hovering object. There were lights. I think I was in too much of a, like, what the hell are we looking at to really take note? But it was silent, man. Totally silent. That's crazy.
And also, Mark, I also remember again, and I apologize if this sounds like I'm leading you too much or reminding you too much, but I remember you saying that one of your friends picked up a rock and threw it at the thing, and it clanged off.
Yeah, because as I said, it was low enough that
holy smokes.
The party that we were at, we were out in the middle of a field because, once again, it was 1989, and
That's what you do in Oklahoma when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but we were out, and one of the other guys that was there picked up a rock and just, like, half jokingly, just threw it as hard as he could, thinking that it must be up higher than what, it must be way far away and we're just perceiving it as close. But he threw it and it was like this tang.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Went on its way.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. So afterwards, did anything unusual happen after that? Because again, I remember I'm trying to move you along or remind you some stuff that I recall from your story.
It's been probably 25 years since I even, when you messaged me, I was just like, whoa, I've slept
a lot
since I've really told these stories.
You told me about a nosebleed.
Oh, well, yeah. After the lost time, for several weeks, I had persistent nosebleeds.
Really?
Yes. I'd be sitting in class and I had to keep like Kleenex or, napkins because I'd be sitting there and all of a sudden my nose would, I'd feel it. And then I'd have to sit there and start dabbing my nose cause I would be getting a nosebleed from just sitting in the room.
Did you have no nosebleeds before that?
No.
Really?
No. And haven't had them since.
Holy shit, man. That's strange.
And I also, again, because this is one of my favorite stories. I've told other people this story, but I remember the nosebleeds, and I remember you saying one day something fell out of your nose.
Yeah, a little, not quite like a BB, but just a metal thing.
What? Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
and you never remembered getting shot in the face with a. With a BB or something.
No. I've broken my nose several times, but I've never had metal up there.
Oh my gosh, man. That is crazy. Dude. That's a good one, man. That's a good story, man.
Dude, isn't it? All right. Hey, Barry. You know what we need?
What's that?
We need all our friends and listeners to go and rate and review us the highest possible of all those things on all their podcast providers. iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, whatever. You know them all. You listen to them all, or at least one of them. So go, please go. Give us all the stars, all the thumbs up, all the hearts, all the love, great reviews, so we can grow our audience and more people can add and contribute to not only the stories, but to the listening and being part of this huge community that we are going to build. That's what we need. So, Mark, I've got something that to tell you that I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
So it starts with you telling me this story. And I remember we were in the back of a church van driving to some football game, and it was my freshman year of college at Southwestern Oklahoma State University there in Weatherford. Mm-hmm. And I think I just told you that's where I was going, and you're like, oh, man, weird stuff happens around there, dude. Weird stuff. And then I'm like, well, tell me about it. And so you told me about this and some other stuff. And I was like, whoa. So probably 2 or 3 months later, there I am at, if even that long, probably maybe could have been 2 or 3 weeks later. My buddy Jeff and this guy Big Bird from the dorm, I forgot his name, but we just called him Big Bird because he sounded like Big Bird when he talked. So he was Jeff's next dorm room over neighbor. So the three of us were driving around in the country because it was probably like a Thursday night or something and nothing to do. And yeah. So we were driving around the country and we pull off into this spot. And this little, it was just, it wasn't a lease road. It was just a little thing where there was a, like, there wasn't a fence. And we'd pulled in there before and we'd been out there before hanging out. And the farmer that owned the land even came over and said, hey, well, you know, if you guys, you know, if you come out here and you, if you're drinking or whatever, you know, just don't start a fire and clean up your trash. And we're like, well, we're not going to start the fires or anything like that. So he knew people were doing that all the time. So we're out there and I've told Jeff the story and I may have been telling the story that you just told.
Yeah.
And we hear it's gone from dusk to nighttime and it's still warm outside. And we hear something low flying coming towards us. So something in the air moving towards us. And we look up, and there is a triangle of light, flat side, flying, coming right over us. And we look up at it, and it goes, and it turns, and it goes over us, over our heads. But the sound that it was producing, that sounded kind of like a plane, but not exactly. The sound that it was producing did not do the Doppler effect, turned kind of thing. It flew, it went straight. So it was this weird thing where, like, whatever this triangle was, flew over us, and we're just all, you know, slack-jawed and just eyes bugging out of our heads, and just scared. And so we jump into the car, and we peel out and we're just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And so, so we just go back to the dorm and we're just like, well, that was weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then a couple months later, I'm driving back from Kingfisher, back to Weatherford and I'm on part of old route 66.
Yeah.
And, I'm driving along and I'm listening to this mixtape that I had made. And there was a Flaming Lips song, because this is an Oklahoma centric episode, apparently. But there's a Flaming Lips song on it. And it started up, and I heard the first few notes of the song and then silence. And I was really confused. And I was really disoriented, but I was just totally, but I was driving like normal. And then I hear the last few notes of the song. I'm like, well, that's weird. I was like, well, maybe I taped it wrong. So I rewound it. And no, the whole song there, which is about a 6-7 minute song, yeah, all of it's there. And so I thought, well, that's really weird. That's strange. And I didn't think about it for a long time. Just kind of put it at the back of my mind. So probably 6 months or more later, I think it was the next school year. It was on a Saturday. I was watching a rerun of Unsolved Mysteries, and they did this thing about missing time. And I was like, huh. So I'm really absorbed into it. And then one of the things with missing time is it's often associated with UFO abduction. And I was really into the X-Files and all of this stuff, you know. And I thought to myself, my friends already think I'm weird anyway, you know. So I thought, I'm going to take this story and I'm going to tell them, because I had this missing time. I remember that. And I hadn't really mentioned it to anybody. And I'm going to take this story and I'm going to tell my friends that I had missing time. And I'm going to try to convince them that I think that I was abducted by aliens as a joke, as a gag, you know, just to mess with my friends to see if they would believe that I believed it, right? So I went and I told my friends and I told them about this thing and they're like, what? Whoa. And so they started asking me questions. I'm like, oh, I don't, you know, that's all I remember. And then it got to be where like this, people were like, hey, tell the story, you know, tell your story. And the more I told the story, the more I remembered, I'm like, oh, wait, well, this, you know, Jeff and I saw that light thing and Mark Ray had missing time and he saw that light thing and his friend picked up that rock and just all these things that fell together. But I didn't have like a nosebleed or anything weird like that. And I didn't have any scars. I didn't have any weird, you know, things like this that I remembered. So it was like, okay. But then I remembered I did have this really weird earache that was just inside my ear, but underneath in the flesh of the canal.
Yeah.
Probably about half an inch in. And I also remember when I first got that earache, I would I took a Q-tip and was like cleaning my ears out getting water out after I'd taken a shower and pulling out a scab, and there was a bloody little dot on there from where that earache was.
Whoa. Weird.
So yeah, so
you know what's funny, I'm one of the people that you told when you had the missing time. You told you told me that a long time ago, man. And I remember you telling me that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And it's like the more I remembered and told the story, you know, I remembered more, and I was where I started tried jokingly convince my friends that this is what I thought. The more I'm like, maybe it did.
Right. You start putting you start putting the pieces together and then you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just so crazy because like all of it, it's almost exactly like what happened to you, Mark. It was in the same area and it was like 6 years later.
That's crazy.
You know, it is just insane. Yeah. And so like
Mark, you're not crazy, man. Or you might be crazy, but you're the same kind of crazy.
Yeah, we share the same delusion, if that's Yeah, that's just become one of the stories that everybody likes to hear. They call it the alien ear story. I used it as I wrote a song that a friend of mine performed, and I made a little mini comic that if any of our listeners are interested, they can email us or anything about that, and they can get one of those little mini comics from me for a reasonable small fee. But yeah, so it's just so strange. Oh, and then like there was another time that I was like I said, the story had become known to where my friends were telling other friends that were, you know, he's got this story, you know, Adam's got this story. So I was hanging out with one of my buddies who hadn't heard the story, and we were just, again, out on the Lease Road outside of town because, you know, I mean, we're like 19, 20 years old. And in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, in the summer where there's nothing to do. So we're out and we're hanging out. And I'm telling him the story, and we look south towards Oklahoma City, and we see these three dots in the sky, and they're moving along, and they're just, you know, they're doing unusual kind of, they're not plane patterns. They're not moving like planes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So then they kind of turn and form, like they start, all three of them start coming toward us. And my friend starts freaking out because he sees this. He's like, oh, my God, they're coming to get us. And then as soon as he says that, one of them just goes 90 degrees. Whoa. Right off to the side to the east. And then another one goes to the west. And then the third one just kind of fades away, just blinks out or something. It flew over us. I don't know. But I told him not to worry. He's like, hey, man, if they're coming to get us, we wouldn't have even seen them.
That's true. Oh, man. That's crazy, man. What a crazy coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been wanting to I've been wanting you to share that story because of my connection to it. And that I don't heard.
That's insane.
And that's why, you know, whenever I first conceived of the idea of this podcast in this format, one of the first people I thought of to have on it was you, so that you could tell your story and then I could tell you my part of, you know, how your story plays into a bigger story that's our story.
Yeah.
For all of us. So
that's really cool.
So cool, awesome. Man. That's great. Wow.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much for being on this, and we appreciate it. And that was a great story, and it was great hearing it all these years later. And
Well, thank you for having me. As I said, I sat down and I was like, "Well, that's about 20 years ago." No, I'm getting old. I'm 50 now, and it's just. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Time just gets faster. It just moves along faster, man.
Yes, it does.
So that 15 minutes before too long will turn into an hour, you know? You'll be missing 3 hours of time.
I thought that you guys had about a 45-minute gap.
I remember that we had planned to go out and planned to come back, and then when we looked at the clock and started putting two and two together, we were way late. So, you know, I may, as I'm getting older and starting to doubt myself, I may be shortening the time, but it was...
Right.
It was significant enough that we knew it wasn't, I just misread the clock a little bit ago. It was large enough that we were like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. And with me, with mine, I don't know. I didn't pay conscious attention to the actual time that had passed. I just know it was dark and it was still dark, you know, and that there was a gap of this song missing, but there could have been more, you know. Yeah. I mean, it could have been like, this is where it just, you know, this is where it was cut out. That bit was edited from the universe or who knows what happens, you know. Yeah. But yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. But all I can say and all I've always ever said is that I'm not ruling out the possibility that something did happen, you know. Yeah. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. So. You know, it's to paraphrase Carl Sagan, it's an awful big universe, and if it's just us, that's a waste of space.
Exactly.
No kidding, man.
Follow us on our journey through the weird wide world on our social media sites. Our Instagram is What's Your Weird Story. Remember that your is spelled Y-E-R. So that's WHATSYERWEIRDSTORY. You can find us on Twitter at What's Your Weird. We have the What's Your Weird Story podcast Facebook page. We're also at www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. Feel free to drop us a line through any of the social media platforms. Just remember that the What's Your Weird Story podcast doesn't exist without your stories. If you have something interesting and weird to share, please get in touch. Wow, man. I mean, you know, we talked about that before a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd never told me the actual story. And then I, of course, had never heard Mark's story. But, I mean, that is kind of like the creme de la creme when it comes to stories. I mean, that's a story that took, you know, however many years, 6 years to develop, and another, would you say, 20 years or something like that for him to even hear that there was a whole other version of what you'd experienced, sort of the same thing. So,
yeah,
I mean,
he had so cool. Yeah, he had no clue. And so, yeah, it was really, that was special to me. And that's why I've been holding back to make sure that we had secured Mark. into getting him onto the podcast, because it took a little juggling time-wise, because we're all busy people.
Sure.
You guys are busy people. But to me, that's a, you know, this has been a really great episode, and I'm glad that I was able to share my weird story with everybody. And so thank you all for listening. And, you know, just in general, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's great.
You know, once again, if you've got a weird story, we want to hear it. We want to record it. We want to interview you, and we want to put you on the internet. And as a special thank you, those of you who are interested, at the end of this episode, we're going to have for you a treat, or, and treat is a loose term here, but we've got a song from one of the bands that I was in called Ruin Your Stereo. And we did a couple of songs that were inspired by these events. One of them is just a big cacophonous mess that's fun, but it's also very strange and very noisy. But we also have one that is a little bit more straightforward of a song, although there's a little bit of noise in it as well. But we're going to put that on. It's called Hey, Are You an Aeroplane?
It's cool.
And
yeah, it's a cool song. It's cool.
I wrote the lyrics. Barry's the songwriter, but every once in a while I could knock something out. I wrote these lyrics. They were inspired by this incident. They were inspired by just growing up in a small town. There's even a name drop of Brad Payne, who will be part of next week's episode. So listen to that. And, you know, I mentioned that I had done a mini comic based on my story that also has a little bit of Mark's story in it as well. And if anybody's interested in those, I've got some of those printed up, and you can contact us, and I will, you know, it's for a few bucks, I'll send you one of those in the mail. Just plugging myself there.
Cool. No, that's great. You should. So, you're super talented, man. Super talented.
Thank you, dude. All right. So, yeah, keep your ears open, and you will hear one of my weird songs.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.
We've hardly used any type sound check. Maybe some.